You're listening to the I Don't Know, Let's Ask My Mom podcast. I'm your coach, Karen, and this is episode 64, Believing New Things. Something I love about coaching is that a coach can help you discover what you're thinking and believing that's contributing to what you're feeling and the emotions that you're having and the results that you're having because of those thoughts. And so once a coach kind of helps you find thoughts that aren't serving you, you do have to figure out what thoughts you're going to replace with those that can serve you and help you live a better life. And so today, Mom, I wanted to talk about how we do that, how we kind of replace the thoughts that aren't serving us and aren't making us better with thoughts that are going to help us grow, are going to maybe make us more open-minded. And so that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
So I actually went on the Instagram and I had people kind of fill in a response box, you know, just asking, what's a new thought you want to embrace? And some of the responses were really cool. I really liked, like, it was really simple ones. Like, they wanted to kind of start believing that self-care is like a good thing. They want to start believing that they should spend more time doing that. Or they want to start believing that it's okay that everybody doesn't like them, you know? And I thought that was cool. And we had one response that was shared talking about how when they were growing up, they kind of struggled in their classes. So they just always kind of told themselves they weren't smart. And then as they got older, they started realizing that was something that they were just telling themselves all the time, but who knows if it's even true. And I loved this example because it just shows how strong a thought is. Mm-hmm. Like, if you tell yourself a thought long enough, and we've talked about this before, you're going to believe it. She told herself for so long, probably because in elementary school, she just couldn't keep up with one of her teachers or something. Right. And because of that, she now thinks, as an adult even, that she's not smart.
Yeah.
And so I really want to talk about replacing those thoughts, because it's like scary to think that you could go your whole life just thinking something that isn't even true. But you just told yourself that thought so much that you just believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. And why that happens is because your brain is designed to find evidence for our thoughts. And so that's one thing that's just so great about, like, questioning your thoughts is it gives your brain opportunity to find evidence for another thought, you know? And so, again, yeah, like, I like how you were like, first you have to recognize what you're thinking and believing now, gain awareness for what that's creating, right?
Right.
And then comes the work. And just like most things that are valuable, it takes work, right? So I love that. I think that's a great thing to talk about because, you know, some people call that retraining your brain. How do I retrain my brain, right? Like, and what's so great to know is you absolutely can. Our brains are changeable, totally changeable. I mean, there's so many things I used to believe that I don't believe anymore. And I've done the work to let myself find evidence for the new belief that I believe. I you know, this is not like the same exact thing as manifesting, right? Like just hoping for something and just like, you know, but it is like, it's a thought that you have like done the work to go, no, I could believe this. I could believe this. I see like how that is true too. And that you want to like start thinking that. And it's hard because your brain is like, no. I like this other thought. I already know exactly what it's going to give me. And that's crazy because what's crazy is sometimes we'll choose the limiting belief that gives us insecurity and low self-worth because it's familiar. That's just typical survival brain, like telling you, like, it's just better to stay here, even though you totally hate it here. Let's just stay here.
Well, along with that, I'll say real quick. The most groundbreaking times of my coaching, like when you're coaching me, the times that I'm like, oh, wow, is the times where you're like, that is just a thought. And that's like your motto. That's like your quote. We've made a t-shirt about it. That's just a thought, you know. We love mm-hmm. saying that, but it's so true. It's like I'm saying something and I'm telling it to you like it's a belief, like it's a fact.
Yes.
And you've checked me and you're like, that is just a thought that you probably started thinking a long time ago that now you think is like a literal belief and a literal fact.
Yeah.
And exactly. So I think there's even more like beliefs I have that are honestly probably just little thoughts. Actually, there for sure are, you know? Yeah. And it's so, that's been like the most groundbreaking times. It's when it's like, no, that's actually.
Yeah. That's actually not a fact. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't prove that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, So first you have to do the work of finding out what you're believing, and that can be challenging, right? Because a lot of times your brain's like, I'm not believing anything. This is just factual. So it's really helpful. Like that's what's great about coaching is the coach doesn't believe everything you're believing. So it can help you discover like maybe these beliefs that you don't even know you have and that are contributing to why you're struggling. Okay, so I'm like trying to think of an example that we could use for this because I think it's so helpful when we have examples. So I'm trying to think of kind of just like a common belief that I found with clients. And so, okay, I'm going to use this one.
Okay.
So I'll sometimes get like a parent, right, that I'm coaching and the circumstance that they're struggling with is maybe their child or their teen, right? Or just whatever, their young adult child. And the relationship isn't good. And they don't know why. And so I'll start helping them figure out, okay, well, you're contributing to this relationship. So like, how are you contributing? Well, we'll look at their actions. We'll look at their feelings.
Yeah.
Right. As we dig, a common belief that has like been popping up, like with a lot of parents is I need to make sure. So like in this example, let's just say I need to make sure they're a good person. I need to make sure my child becomes a good person. And I'll say, okay, so you believe that you need to make sure that your kids are going to be a good person. And they'll say, yeah. And I'm like, okay, and how do you feel when you think I have to make sure? And they're like, anxiety, worry all the time. Like, right? And they're thinking like, isn't my kid just terrible to make me feel worried all the time?
Yeah, you know? Totally.
And I'll say, okay, so you feel like anxious and worried all the time. And so I'll be like, tell me all the things you do when you're feeling this worry and anxiety and frustration, you know? And they'll be like, I kind of nag. I have to nag. And I have to make sure I point out every time they're not a good person. I have to point out all their mistakes. I compare my kid with other kids. Look how respectful so-and-so's kid is. And like, oh, look at him. He's on time to, you know, whatever. And he's so nice to his mom, right? Like I compare my kid with other kids. I compare myself with other parents. I compare myself to other moms. Like these are just the things that come up from anxiety about I need to make sure. And of course, all those actions are creating these results, you know? And so when I'm able to show them that like what you're doing is contributing to this like issue with your kid, right? Like they want to get away from you. They don't want to sit and talk to you. They don't want to give you, they don't want to hear anything else because it's coming from anxiety and control. And then I try to like help them get to a place where they see. So I'll ask like, where did someone tell you that you need to make sure? And like, didn't it just feel so factual? Like, yeah, of course. It's my job to make sure my kid turns out good.
Yeah.
But like, I go, I just don't know where you read that. You have, like, make sure. I can't even tell you how many times I have heard that make sure. I have to make sure. Okay, there's no way that we can make sure about anything to do with someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I'm like, so that's not a fact. Because if we can, like, that would take their agency away to make sure. And so I kind of help, I have to help them see that this thought is killing you. This thought is killing your relationship with your kid. Because it's actually impossible. Because trust me, if I could make sure, I'd be controlling the whole world. We can't make sure when it comes to someone else's agency. We absolutely can't.
Totally.
And how sad is that, that you're believing that and this is contributing to this relationship. So that takes work to get there, right? You got to do that work. But then when they realize that's so true, like my parents couldn't make sure for me, I had to decide who I wanted to be. So I'm like, what can you do? And it's like, you get to the place where you realize I can teach and I can model. That's all I'm responsible for as a parent. I can't make decisions for my kids for their whole life. So all the best way I can do, I can't control them, but I can influence them. So I'm like, well, how do you feel when you think, I just need to teach and model being a good person? They're like, capable. Because all I have to do is just live my values and show them and teach them. Right? They're like, totally confident and capable. Right? It's like changes the whole game. So it's like, okay, so that work is done. And now this parent's like, oh yeah, like I totally believe that. Like we spend enough time there that parent is now going, I believe that. I believe I can't control them anymore. But for a long time, your brain has been putting that pressure on you that you have to make sure. So that's where it's time to retrain our brain, right? And that's hard to do because your brain really loves that thought. Because now it doesn't have to spend any energy. Anytime anything happens with your kid, you better make sure. And it's like fighting reality because like you can't. So of course you're going to be anxious. So this is how you do it. And you have to be patient with yourself and patient with your brain because it's going to resist. So every time you have this new thought, like let's say the new thought is I'm responsible to model and teach. Or maybe your thought is like, I let the client come up with the way they want to think that. It's like, all I have to do is be a good person. That's my responsibility toward my kid is to show them how to be a good person.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cause like one thing I kind of pointed out is like, you're so worried about your kid becoming a good person and anxious and all the actions you're taking, your result is you're not being a good person.
Yeah, totally.
So your kid's totally. Like, I don't want to be like you. You're a mess.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with what right. you are trying to teach me. So it's like some parents would be like, all I have to do is model and teach. Or maybe another parent would think, I just have to live my values. That's all I got to do around my kid. Right? So whatever. So the parent comes up with the thought, right? So then the work is whenever something comes up where you, that anxiety, like now you understand where this anxiety is coming from with your kid. Oh, I'm thinking I have to make sure here. And so when you notice it, so you have to have that awareness of like, oh, here's that anxiety I feel in my body. And oh, I'm starting to think that again. You consciously copy the new thought that you discovered and you wrote down somewhere and you paste it over the old thought. This is all done mentally and yeah. It's going to feel very clunky. I have done this many a time. Oh, I don't. Oh, there's my old thought popping up and giving mm-hmm. me anxiety. And then you're basically retraining your brain.
Yeah.
Because as you, once you think something and then you keep thinking it starts. So we're creating new beliefs here.
Yeah.
But you got to give yourself your brain time to learn this. It's like, remember your brain, survival brain's like a little kid. So you just copy and paste, let that be the last word. So then you go back to your life and you have to copy and paste every time you fall back into that old thought. And sometimes it's been like just a few times because my brain just believes it so much. Other times I have to just copy and paste and let my brain find new evidence for this new thought.
Yeah.
So you got to just do the work is copy, paste every time that thought comes up.
Oh, I love that. And I think another important part of finding a new thought is like you really have to figure out if you can get there and believe that. Because if you can't and it doesn't go with your life, don't come up with a thought that just sounds the best.
Yeah. But that's what a coach kind of does, is like, we're not going to get you, we're not going to help you find a thought that you don't believe.
Yeah.
Like we a coach will help you get there, right? But then you got to do the work after you leave the coach and copy and paste.
Exactly.
And be patient. Sometimes you might forget and fall into anxiety and have a little fight with your child.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just when you are aware, oh, there's that old thought that I have to make sure and control my child, copy, paste. And it's not, you're not going to feel all the results right away. You just got to keep copy and pasting.
Yeah. So it sounds like this copy and paste thing that you're talking about, which I love this example. It's so cool. It sounds like what you're saying is it takes kind of two aspects. It takes awareness, like being aware that the old thought's coming back, and then being conscious about changing that and switching that thought out.
Yeah, and like change, and I wanna just make sure you understand, changing is gonna take a while. So the copy paste is what you're doing while the change is happening.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm not like the way I look at it is like, when my brain throws this thought out that I now have awareness is a sabotaging thought or it's not serving me. Like I've done the work. I know that this thought is behind this result and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just now, my goal is my brain with this thought is not getting the last word. I still might believing it and I'm still getting the feelings from it, but I'm getting the last word by copy and pasting this
over it
every time. Even though I'm not fully there yet, I'm still copy and pasting. This, like, I get the last word. That's how you retrain your brain.
I like that a lot. And something that, like, something that I've done when I have a new thought and I know I need to be thinking something new, it's my screensaver on my phone. It's a sticky note on my monitor. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, needs to be an active thing that I kind of see in my life. So I remember, I believe that now. That's really what I believe now, you know? So I like doing stuff like that. I don't know if you have any like little tricks that you use.
Okay, so for me, an example that I can think of just off the top of my head is, you know, I try not to eat a lot of sugar. Do I always do great at it? No. But sugar's inflammatory. I have an inflammatory disease. So I really want to try my hardest to not eat it a lot, right? Because I don't want it to affect my inflammation. So I found a thought that really served me, that helped me feel like I don't need sugar. And the thought was, it won't love you back.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I just took that and I made like a little picture with it and I put it on my phone.
Yeah.
And it was like a cupcake and I said, it won't love you back. Because that thought made me so motivated.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a one-sided relationship with this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, it's not serving me.
Totally.
It gives me nothing back.
Yeah.
So it was just like, right? Like, that's why it's so awesome, because our thoughts can be so powerful. Like, my thought that's really motivating me might not motivate someone else, but once you find the thought that works for you, it can change your day.
And it feels so good.
And that really helped me.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. It made me feel like a fighter. Like, I'm not eating that.
I'm not falling
for
that.
When it's just going to hate me.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, I definitely feel like all of this helps. It's a great little guideline to follow if you know you're having a thought that isn't serving you. And I mean, it's hard to find a new thought that you can really believe, because you really have to believe it. Like I was saying, it can't just be like this random thought that sounds good. But once you do find that, following the copy and paste guideline, you know, being aware.
Yeah. And then you're back onto the road of creating your life.
Yeah.
And stopping the things that aren't serving you. Like, you know, on my Instagram, I'm always talking about these things and I can't tell you how many times I get a DM. Okay, but how? I'm like, you kind of got to look at the whole account, because it's like, I can't just tell you real quick. Right.
Yeah,
you
got totally.
Like, there's this awareness part and then there's the work you got to do and you got to discover and then you got to start copy pasting.
Totally. And you're like, that's the hard part.
I don't even, it's like, I don't know how to answer my DMs. Cause I'm like,
You're like,
Go just read the whole, go look at all my posts.
Yeah, you got to tell, we got to get into specifics then if you want to help here. I can't just tell you. Because it's so unique for any situation and circumstance, so.
Yeah.
That's so funny though, yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode about retraining your thoughts. Hope that it was helpful. Please reach out if you have any questions. Please follow us on our Instagrams at KarenEdwards.coaching or IDK Let's Ask My Mom. And we would love it if you would give us a review and follow our podcast. Have a great day.